Everyone that I work with gets more and more excited the more we get into understanding and then doing the things that change your life. So I'm very excited that you're still with me in this third video. In our last video, you learned one of the two key things that you need to do straight away that will change your life. So I hope that you are already doing your mental exercises. The wonderful thing about those mental exercises is that they enable you to come to your senses, see things as they really are, see things differently, see yourself differently. And I can say, as a psychologist, without fear of contradiction because of all the science that backs up what I'm about to say to you, this is going to change your life starting now, and perhaps it already has. Just like everybody else, I wasn't always living the dream. But since I left the world of high finance and the corporate life in 1996, I've studied, I've researched, I have explored, I've learned, I've taught thousands of people, and I live it. And that's why we are talking to each other now. So here's the key question. What's your dream? Now, I don't like the word dream because for most people, their dreams always come crashing down to earth when they collide with reality. Most people think that their dreams are unrealistic, or even that they don't deserve the things that they would really, really like to have in their lives. But now that you've learned the key step that you need to take to living a stress-free, carefree life, you are in for a very big surprise. I want you to listen to what I'm about to say carefully. Achieving what you want to achieve in life has nothing to do with dreaming, wishing, hoping, or wanting. It doesn't even have anything to do with planning. Again, as a psychologist, I can put my hand on my heart and say neuroscience actually proves that conclusively. You need to do something else. And you're about to find out what that something else is. Now, at the risk of repeating myself, the life that you have is the result of how you think, and the thoughts that you have are the result of being pre-programmed when you were young and impressionable. Once you change how you perceive things, how you see things, including yourself, everything else changes. And for starters, that means that you begin to get a clearer and ever clearer picture of what it is that you really, really want, as distinct from what, using normal thinking, you think you want. We're going to talk in a moment about setting your mind, and we need to be very careful about that because very often, using normal thinking, people set their minds to what they think they want and find out that that's not what they want at all. Many years ago, I was working with a client who told me that the key thing he wanted in his life was to be appointed the national sales director of an insurance company. And I told him that that was far too specific, because obviously in setting a specific goal like that, you blinker yourself and close off all the other opportunities that could potentially be better for you, or indeed best for you. But he had his heart set on this particular goal, and a few years later, having set his mind, he rang me on the day that he got that position. But 6 months later, he rang me again, and he said to me, "As you know, I climbed to the top of the ladder. And 6 months into it, not only do I not like the view, I'm beginning to realize that I probably wasted 6 or 7 years of my life climbing the wrong ladder." We need to be very careful as to how we reflect on not so much what we want, but what is best for us. And the really important point is that the more you do those mental exercises, the more you clear your mind, the more it will become apparent to you as to what it is you really want. The more it will become apparent to you as to what perfect moments you want in your life. I made a promise to you in video number one that your ordinary everyday life filled with imperfect moments would be replaced with an extraordinary life filled with perfect moments. And I'm not exaggerating. There is a way in which we can set our mind to achieve perfect moments, and not just one or two of them, but on a regular basis.
The value of actually putting pen to paper and writing down your perfect moments or your goals or whatever you want to call them, just writing down things that you would like to achieve, but more importantly, what they looked like and what they felt like when you have achieved them, or as if you were living them. And I've done that. Everything that was in that notebook, everything that was written down in that note, has basically come to pass. Now you could say, "Oh yeah, so what? You know, you wanted to do this, you wanted to do that." But it is a big deal, because I'm actually quite proud of myself insofar as that I've taken these things on to do. But what I'm more interested in is that I've actually achieved what I said. Unconsciously achieved everything I set out to do.
I was struck by, you know, you have an important meeting and you want to write the outcome of that. So again, in this particular thing of going for the job, I did actually write a perfect moment for it, and that actually came to pass.
I got it really, really quickly, really quickly. I mean, I wrote it down, and I have to say, it was like the tooth fairy came overnight.
You quote the science, which really appeals to me. And I've looked for things in the past, you know, try to change my, just improve my life. And you know, I think there is magic in life, you know, but it's the magic that we create. I do believe that once you set your, to use your term, your intentional spotlight on something, there's power in that. You're really setting yourself up to, you know, basically provide yourself something to focus your spotlight on, so you can get from where you're at to where you want to go.
I wrote a perfect moment when I was with you about 14 years ago, and it all came true.
From what you've just seen, you can immediately come to the conclusion that what I'm talking about is handwriting what you want as if you already have it. Now, you may have heard this before, but you may have heard it by picking it up in bits and pieces in books that actually don't explain to you how to do it. You don't just put pen to paper casually. This is important stuff. Really, what we're talking about is imagining. Not what you want, but how it would feel when you have what you really, really want. It's akin to visualization, but there is an awful lot more to it than that. I've been enabling my clients, or facilitating my clients, do this since 1996, and an awful lot of people talk to me in exactly the same terms as you've just heard Clodagh and John talk about it. And that is what you need to do. Now, if you have been used to using your mind normally for all of your adult life, there are already the seeds of doubt and useless thought in your mind. The first one might be, oh, this is not for me, because I've tried to change my life before and it simply doesn't work. It never changes. But as we have already explored, that is because your brain is actually hardwired to resist change. The mental exercises that you are already doing will literally rewire your brain. I'm not talking about rewiring you as a person. I'm talking about restructuring the piece of equipment between your two ears so it works in your favor rather than against you.
Once you get out of your own way, so life is so much easier.
Now, you also might be wondering, why have I not heard any of this stuff before? And the probability is that you have, but very often we pick up knowledge in the wrong order, as a result of which we don't get it. Of course, we also often pick up knowledge at the wrong time in our lives. But let me assure you that by virtue of the fact that you're still with me in video number 3, this is the right time in your life to be hearing these key messages in this particular order. And the key message in this video is that your life is lived in moments. But because we normally live from patterned, repetitive, pre-programmed thoughts, we never experience those moments. Indeed, The University of Chicago reckons that the normally minded person is only about 1% present in the moment. And what that means is that normally our lives are basically a procession of imperfect moments. But you can choose to fill your life with perfect moments. It's your life. It's time to live it your way.
Realized though, you know, that anything I want to do, I can do, but I'm in control, and that makes a massive difference.
Mastering your state of mind will enable you bring about whatever changes you want in your life. Health, wealth, job, career, business, relationships, happiness. Let's go the whole way and use a word that a client of mine said he only ever expected to see on a Christmas card. Joy. This is up to you. And once you fully understand it, you'll understand it forever. Your life is never going to be the same. Or even further than that, once you experience it, you have already started living a life that will never be the same again.
We have got, I suppose, few chances in life to actually begin to look at what is important around us. So many of us are tied into plans, be it 1-year plans, 3-year plans, 5-year plans, contingency plans, and from a personal perspective, educational plans and pension planning and all the rest of it. And it's all sometime in the future, it's not about right now. And what Willie has helped us do most importantly is to live in the now, but the longer term impacts that can have and that can bring to us has been something that I've found tremendously empowering. Team perspective, not only will they become better employees or better managers or better senior managers because of it, they actually would become the better people that they were always able to become by just following some very clear signals that Willie gives so eloquently, and actually helps them to understand what their purpose is about.
Now, am I saying to you that nothing bad will ever happen to you in your life again? Of course I'm not saying that. That would be silly. But what I'm saying is that if you master your state of mind, you will be able to appropriately and effortlessly deal with every challenge that life can throw at you. Even imperfect moments become transformed.
The outside influences are still there, but I'm just dealing with them a lot better. Even my wife, Michelle, says...
It's like everything, isn't it? You start doing it and you go, is this really having a positive impact on me? Yeah? And then it's over time you realise it completely is.
So now I know stress is all up here, and I know how to deal with it, and I know how to deal with the energy vampires.
Definitely have dealt with for difficult situations and difficult people in a far better way because of that. And I've had people comment about I don't know how you deal with that, I don't know how you coped with that. So without a doubt, that's had a massive impact for me.
And this brings me nicely back to perfect moments. Now, you know at this stage that I'm not talking about what you think you want. I'm talking about what is best for you. And deep down inside, your gut instinct knows what is best for you already. You have to let it out. Ordinary, normal thinking is not going to work in this regard. You'll never figure what you really want, what is best for you out of life using normal thinking. You need to master your state of mind and enable your innate understanding of what's best for you come to the surface. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that this requires some guidance, careful reflection, and a full and deep understanding of how the mind works, how it works normally, and how we can get it working abnormally or extraordinarily for us. I've been doing this with my clients since 1996, and the psychology of success online will give you the why, the what, and most importantly, the how. The steps you need to take, and they're all only little steps that you need to take, like the little step of doing the 5 or 6 minute mental exercise that I gave you with video number 2. But everything in the psychology of success is backed up by science. And on the one hand, that's important, but on the other hand, it isn't really the science that matters. As I said in our first video, my clients are the real heroes of this story. And in our next video, you're going to learn how the how of mastering your state of mind results in amazing results. Yes, there is a next video, and in that next video, I am going to invite you to join me in the Psychology of Success online program. But this invitation is going to be time limited, and there's a very good reason for that. It is driven by the fact that although the Psychology of Success online is designed to enable participants work through the program at their own pace, it is facilitated by me through regular live video webinars. And it is through the conversations that we all have in these live video webinars that participants in the Psychology of Success get deeper and deeper into an understanding, a practical application of how they can literally continually transform their lives. So the time limit on my invitation is driven by the fact that the first of those live webinars will take place in the week after close. Now, the other thing I'd say to you in relation to the limited availability of this is that I only do this program a couple of times a year. And that's because I want to ensure that each of the groups that join up a couple of times a year get the necessary level of support through those regular live video webinars. Indeed, participants in the program tell me that the real difference, even though the learning and the knowledge is in the online program, the real difference is made through batting ideas around and exploring things in more depth during the course of those live webinars. So, my next piece of advice to you is that you keep one eye on your inbox, because the next video with that invitation is going to drop into your inbox directly in the coming days. That's it for now. Well, it is and it isn't, because I have a question for you, and I'd love to get your responses in the comments below or by email. My question is, cast your mind back to a time in your life when you were bold and adventurous, quite possibly in your late teens or early to mid 20s. What were your hopes and dreams then? What were your big dreams? Now, as I said, you can share these, and that would be cool, but if you don't want to share them, that's cool too. Now, that's my question to you, but undoubtedly you have further questions as well. Please ask, I'll answer. And finally, for now, once again, there's no secret to what I'm talking about. Spread the word. Please share this video with others who might benefit from learning how to master their state of mind to transform their lives. I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Keep one eye on your inbox.